Okay, kids. Chapter 12. Part 1, The Five Sides of the Triangle 2022. Part 1, The Five Sides of the Triangle 2022. This old boy had to have something to keep me in line. Man, I got to tell you. When I was out there, I was out there. Am I out there? I'm out there anyway. I got to get something that reels me in every day, right? I got to get something that I can understand, right? The triangle being taught here is a lesson, a study guide, if you will, that I invented to help me understand me, my correct balance in my life, how to tend all the things in me that God had made. Without it, man, I'm wacky, out of calibration, so to speak. My sanity, creativity, moods, positive, negative attitudes, I couldn't keep them in check. Without balance, I'd get into trouble, man. Pushed this way and that way by my emotions, feelings, this idea, that idea, something I heard over here, over there. Man, crazy. Way back in the old days or Proverbs, back in the days of Proverbs, long time ago, a measurement was a serious thing. Measurement. It's how people traded goods and services, and it's how they respected each other. Balance. So a crook or an inconsistent measurement was very bad. Inconsistent measurement. I used the following scripture to measure me. It brought measurement sort of to my attention. Okay, Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Well, I kind of applied that just to me, my personal self, measuring a false balance in myself or an accurate balance in myself, right? God does not like lying and hurting each other. That's true. That's true. In my travels, I noticed that I did that to myself. I hurt myself being kind of out of order. Not kind of, really out of order, being out of order. How can I assess myself and then measure me? Why is that important? 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Oh, wow. That was it, right? That's why I got to pay attention to myself. I am a Christian. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have to take care of myself. It says right here that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I started taking that pretty seriously. So pay attention here. A triangle has three sides, plus a front and a back. Five sides total. I know, everybody's like, wow, five sides, three, front, okay, I get it. Front and the back, five sides. This is the construct that I used to begin breaking down the day into an efficient time for me. Each morning, afternoon, evening, and all time, I had a job to keep me in order. Utilizing each side of the triangle as kind of an example or a representative of me, right? So that I could keep me and all aspects of me in order. Side one, for instance, here we go. Side one, mind. Side two, body. Side three, spirit. Side four, knowledge. Side five, wisdom. This really helped me, man. When I could break it down like that, my mind, I got to work on that. I got to work on my body. It actually put a title to me taking care of myself. And it put things in order where I could read my Bible, work out, tend to my business. It started to put things in an order for me. Get it? Like a balance, right? Like a balance. Before I go any further, I want you to know three sides I can do something about. I can do three sides. But without the first three sides, without doing the first three sides, the fourth and fifth sides, knowledge and wisdom, are nearly impossible to be revealed by the Holy Spirit. I have to do the three sides. Okay? The fourth and fifth side, it is revealed to me, God's will for me. Let's keep going. Let's focus on three sides that I can do. A framework that points me to the discovery of knowledge and wisdom, like the lens of a telescope. When it's in focus, I can see better. What do I see? Stars? Well, truth. Truth. In any given situation, truth. I can see it better. And best of all, truth can see me. Do you understand that statement? It was huge for me. When living authentic truth, the mind is better, you are better, the world around you is clearer, God is clearer. He sees you, yes, and I finally see the Lord in all things around me. Truth. Now I see, and truth sees me. Get it? Now I see the truth. Now I see God, and God sees me. God I see, and God sees me. Let me break down three sides for you. Things to do on the road to a destiny that he ordained for me before even time began. Side one, my mind. I feed it information, reading, studying, going in depth in the Bible, in depth politics, what the world and my business are up to. I follow up the information, check it, manage new information into my business and my life, manage new information. I discover information in all aspects of my Bible, the economy, what's going on in the economy, the bank, my cars, anything God has given me. I start to be aware of what I need to do to take care of it. People, places, and things that the Lord brought into my life. I study and learn and take care of what is mine to use in this world, all on side one. I study and learn, take care of what is mine to use for his benefit in this world. Update computer systems, check and recheck the critical profit report, analyze trends in the marketplace, understand where I fit in and what my competition is doing. In short, be a good student in everything all the time and know the difference between wasting time and learning time. That's all in side one. But it certainly broke it down for me, and I started thinking, yeah, I can do all that. Side two, I can do everything that I just mentioned in side one. And it doesn't take that much time. Side two, my body, sleep, correct food, exercise, knowing my body's rhythm, how to sleep, how long? Be aware of the rest that I need to function at the top of my game, man. At the top of my game. Understand food and what works for me and what does not work for me. Be militant about what I eat, right? And I don't allow myself to eat things that don't work for me, right? I might like them, but I don't allow myself to eat them. I don't want to be sick. I want to be at the top of my game. And remember, alcohol is not my friend. It's not my friend or yours, not for any of us. It will absolutely knock a person out of the game. Exercise consistently, correct, not too much, not too little. And an entire body workout, not just the things I like to do. Not just the things I like to do, right? That's side two, my body. Side three, inspiration. What is your inspiration? Make sure it's something God gave you, right? Chores are an amazing help to my head. Keeping my workspace in order, my home, my truck, laundry. I'm seriously happy when these things are completed, right? When things are in order. Time with the kids, writing, walking on a beautiful morning, all good. If you have time to do it, make time. It doesn't take that much time to keep yourself in order. Psalm 37, 23, 24, a person's steps are made secure by the Lord when they delight in his way. Though they trip up, they won't be thrown down because the Lord holds their hand. Oh gosh, is that awesome? That's awesome, right? A person's steps are made secure by the Lord when they delight in his way. Though they trip up, they won't be thrown down because the Lord holds their hand. I've said many times, God will do things for me that I cannot do for myself. He will do things for me I cannot do for myself. But he will not do things for me that I can do for myself. He's not going to do things for you that you can do yourself, right? He's not going to do those things for you. He's not going to fix all your truck up, eat right, you know, take care of the chore. He's not going to do that for you. He's going to do things in fourth and fifth side of the triangle that you can't do yourself, that it never occurred to you. The framework of my life, side one, two, and three, holds the lens in place. It holds me in order so that God can work with me better, right? Remember the lens I talked about. Remember the front and back of the triangle, the fourth and fifth side, knowledge and wisdom, super important here. How can you have knowledge and wisdom and wield the power and authority of knowledge and wisdom if you're not in order, right? James 3, 15, 18. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Kids, if you're not in order, you can come up with all kinds of things that are not of God. Wasn't that frightening? If I'm out of order, I get wisdom all right, but it's not from God. It's earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Oh, listen to that. Isn't that frightening? When I'm not in order, this is what's up where jealousy and selfish ambition exist. There will be disorder in every vile practice. Oh, do I remember that in my life when I wanted money, property, and prestige? I want to be famous. Oh, do I remember what that caused me to say and do? Right? Right? But the wisdom from above, oh, and that suddenly the clouds open up, right? Wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy, good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Wow, that's huge, right? How are you going to do that if you're out of order, right? Hung over from the night before, right? All that stuff. You got to stay in order, man. Ate the wrong foods, you're sick, you don't feel good. Stayed up too long, you stayed up late at night. All those things, get out of order. Not taking your vitamins, all blah, blah, blah. You're in charge. You're in charge. You have responsibility here. These people, all you people on this phone, you got tremendous responsibility. When you don't take care of yourself, your life suffers and your business. Without learning the truth of what I am in Christ and how he uses me, discernment with a capital D suffers, and I am inconsistent. Hosea 14:9, who is wise? Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Oh, man, I pray for my children. Oh, man, I pray for my children. People are so smart that they don't know anything, right? When you're so smart in the world, you don't know anything. It's just selfishness and nutsiness. You can make a much clearer assessment when you are in order. The triangle holds me in order. What I call the lens, the front and back, I guess the lenses, wouldn't it be? Like the front and the back, the lenses, right? They got to be in focus. The front and back, knowledge on one side, wisdom on the other. It's truly what God does for me. It's truly what he does. I can't do that for myself. I can't come up with some of this stuff. I can't have the wisdom to know what to do in every situation by my limited experience on this earth. It's extremely impossible for me to see anything when I'm not viciously pushing myself to extreme order. Viciously pushing myself to extreme order, leading, leadership, authority, responsibility. It's a critical position that God gives. Leading, leadership, authority, responsibility, critical positions we have. What you do with it, what you do with what he's given you, is the measure of a soldier of Christ. The world is falling apart all around us, man. We are simply asked to take care of what he has given, and for that, well, frankly, for that, I can't do that without God, but in God. We're simply asked to take care of what he's given. And I can't even do that without God. I have to have God in everything. I can't do that, what he's given me. I can't take care of it without him. I can't do it without God. In God, however, in the Lord, in our Savior Jesus Christ, yes, I can. And he protects those. He is with me. He is with me whether I live or die. He is with me. He is with me. Whether I'm sick or I'm in health, he is with me. Psalm 91:7-16. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right side, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, gosh, again, I pray for my children. For my friends that laugh at such a man who would believe in God, the God of the Bible, Five sides to the triangle of chapter 12. Mind, body, spirit, in order first. In order first. Think of it like I said, like a frame. This beautiful, think of that. Beautiful polished lenses, laser focused on the truth. If that frame is not in order, how can I focus on the truth? How can I even see it? How can I even know it's there if I'm not focused, right? For me, my friends, I couldn't have benefited from side 4 and 5, knowledge and wisdom, without the discipline in the first 3 sides. Discipline, discipline. I learned God does for me things I can't do for myself. I learned that. I look back on my past. When I was his enemy, he was with me. He loved me when I was his enemy, right? He won't do things I can do for myself, though. He's not going to do that. Making a better me is up to me to get up and do it. With his help always, and with his help, all kinds of things happen. 1 Timothy 3:2, therefore an overseer, must be above reproach. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. He's not going to do that for me. I got to do that so that he can get me in line with my destiny, the thing that he ordained for me before time. How can I do it if I'm not paying attention? Complete all my chores today. They won't stay in order by themselves. I assure you, keeping the office in order, following the list, keeping your mind on the word and the study of prophecy so that we're safe, you understand what's going on, the study of prophecy, being sorrowful to the Lord for our silly behavior, right? Taking care of this body of ours where the Holy Spirit resides. These are key elements that allow God to reveal himself to you and your destiny, right? 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. Wow, did that blow your mind? Did that blow your mind? Wow, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. Whoa. Let's recap as we conclude chapter 12, part 1, the 5 sides of the triangle. Keeping in mind, you do 3 sides. Only with God do I achieve 5 sides, all of it, little by little, dedicated time and willingness to be absolutely consistent. 1 Corinthians 14:40. But let all things be done decently and in order. So let's recap. Mind. Number 1, first side of the triangle. Complex, your mind. Complex, necessary projects for your mind and business. Study, experience, problem solving, creativity, Bible study. New ideas completed and regularly used. Not just an idea I did today. Regularly used. Learn to read and retain. Note-taking and study of notes. Side number one. Side number 2, body. Eating correct food, exercise, rest, vitamins, steady and consistent training. Did you ever read the stuff that is on our soap, toothpaste, food, hair care products? Read it, man. You might decide to change things up a bit and find some better products for yourself. 3, the third side of the triangle, spirit. Spirit, your spirit, what makes you tick in there? Time with family life, keeping your house, office, vehicles in order, poetry, music, concerts, art galleries, listening to pertinent speakers, gardening, upgrading antiquated equipment, yeah, tools, things you love to do a little bit every day, consistently, helping others correctly, sharing testimony, actual history of what happened in your life before God and because of God. Do all those things take up time? It's like eating. If you ever said, I don't have time to eat, you will die. Without feeding your spirit, taking care of your body and your mind, you cease to be growing. You cease to learn. You cease to continue to grow into yourself. 4, knowledge. Knowledge. Reading God's word. Utilizing new information. Didn't you ever wonder how God speaks to you? How he speaks to you? These are things that you can't do for yourself. You can't make God speak to you. You don't even know he needs to speak to you. But in the reading of God's word, knowledge becomes present in your inner being, in your very everything, utilizing new information you didn't even know you had, processing the world through the word, prayer, discernment, by checking and rechecking yourself, utilizing historical evidence, letting go of theories and generalities, right? Letting go of theories you hear and generalizations, learning prophecy, what has already been, the evidence of God in all things. Read in that knowledge begins to happen. You begin to finally learn how to look through that lens, to depend on that lens. But that is, boy, you're in God's hands when you're in the world of knowledge. All knowledge comes from God. Number five, the fifth side of the triangle, wisdom. The difference between a trap and a blessing. Discernment. God speaks to you in wisdom. All of this comes from God. Fourth and fifth sides of the triangle are God's hand on you. It's where you feel God in you. God and men. The difference between needs and wants. We talk about it all the time. What I need, God gives me. What I want gets me in trouble. God and men. God and men. The difference between God, what God says, what men say. Flesh and spirit. Fact and fiction. Stewardship and arrogance. Willing to do for God with what God has given you. Willing to do for God with what God has given you. Not what you think you should do. What he wants you to do. What he needs you to do. What you need to do. Trying to keep self out of it. You need God for that. Wonder and discuss the Lord in fellowship. Wonder and discuss the Lord in fellowship. And with clear and present teachers, correct people, studied in the word, authentic and true. Proverbs 2, 6, 8. All wisdom comes from the Lord, and so do common sense and understanding. God gives helpful advice to everyone who obeys him and protects all of those who live as they should. God sees that justice is done, and he watches over everyone who is faithful to him. Kids, the action of the fourth and fifth side, it can't happen if the first three sides are not in order. Knowledge and wisdom can't take place. It can't occur to you when you're out of order. And like it says in Scripture, if it does, it may not be the right... It may be from the wrong side of the fence. It may be demonic, weird. We come up with all kinds of things when we're selfish and jealous and we're not in the Word of God. We come up with all kinds of things. That word, you know, it's hard for me to even say it, demonic. It's hard for me to say it, you know, like it's above my pay scale. But I know that some of the things I've done in my life, man, I don't even want to think about them, but I do, and I tell him I'm sorry. I tell him I'm sorry. I mention now and then that for all that needs to be done, I take it a day at a time, right? I got to take it a day at a time. I mention that. Sometimes a day for me, I laid it out in a four-day period. A four-day period. I made a day a four-day period because I can't do all this in one 24-hour period. So I decided to give myself 4 days, and it's worked out pretty good. Maybe it'll help you. All that needs to be done on the list, all sides of the triangle, I maximize touching each side. I maximize touching each side of the triangle, working all of it over a period of 96 hours, Monday through Thursday, Friday to Monday. It works for me. I get a schedule, and I stick to it, thereby getting a little more done every day, every week, all the time, striving to be more alert, critical thinking on all projects, and never, ever considering casual, it'll-do-loo, mediocre, or lazy as an option. Let me say that again. When I do that, I strive to be more alert. When I strive to be more alert in the things I've just said, critical thinking on all projects, when I try to think it, not overthink it, correct thinking, and I never consider that it's casual. That's okay. It'll-do-loo, mediocre. I don't need to do it today. I'm only human. All that stuff. I get that out of my thinking. Why? Let's give him back. Let's give him back better than our best, right? Let's give the Lord back better than our best. Only can that better than my best be accomplished in the power of God, his mercy, grace, and love. In that, with that, we are amazing. Without him, I fall sadly short of amazing. Oh, yeah. All right, kids. Next week, part two, the sliding scale, how to measure the triangle in your life, how to measure it, how to actually measure it. Is it possible? Yeah, of course. Does it work? Yeah, it does. Is God real? Why did I put that in here? We ask all the time, why would I do all this? Is God really doing? Is he really there? Well, it's not, is God real? Yes, he's real. The God of the Bible, the God described in here, is he really watching? All the things that they say that he does, is that real? Yes, it is. Is he watching every thought, everything you do? Yes, he is. Is he there to help you with your struggles? Yes, he is. Is he there to help you with your sins? Yes, he is. Is he there to help you with your challenges and the things that come against you that are hard on you and hard on your family and hard on your business? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he loves you and me. And with this little study tool, the five sides of the triangle, I discovered him in every part of me. This little study tool that I made up, sure I made it up. God knows me. He put a little something in me to help me. The Holy Spirit put some ideas in me that are good, not the ones that aren't so good, right? And we know the difference. There are ones that are not so good. He put this in me, and how many people has it helped? Well, quite a few this morning, I hope. I hope. With this little study tool, as advertised, I discovered him in every part of me. Chapter 12, The Five Sides of the Triangle, 2022. Amen, amen. John, let's get on with it.